Osho, Hari Om Tat Sat, the divine sound, that is the truth. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 2.
Beloved Bhagwan, my girlfriend told me I am a little boring. Not very juicy, very dependent, and a victim. Then I felt very guilty and depressed, and utterly unworthy. I began to feel inside me a big no towards existence, life, love, you. Meanwhile, I observed in me this destructive energy, and I felt that I somehow enjoyed it. Bhagwan, is it possible to use this energy in some creative way?
Anand Vitkam. Your question is an example of the stupid conclusions that mind comes to. Perhaps you may not have lived it and into its contradictions, I would like to go into the very psychology of such questions. They are not only within you, they are within many. You are courageous to expose yourself. The exposure begins, my girlfriend told me, I'm a little boring. Your girlfriend is very compassionate. Because each man finally becomes very boring, not a little boring. Do you realize the fact that what you call love is a repetition? The same stupid gymnastics again and again. And in this whole stupid game, the man is the loser. He is dissipating his energy, perspiring, huffing, buffing. And the girl keeps her eyes closed, that it is a question only of 2-3 minutes and this nightmare will be finished. People are so non-inventive that they take it for granted that going through the same actions is making them more interesting. That's why I say your girlfriend is very compassionate. She only told you, you are little boring. I say you are utterly boring. Before the Christian missionaries came to this country, people discover that they know only posture of making love. The woman down and those ugly beasts on top of the delicate woman. In India, that posture is called missionary posture. It is an ancient land, and perhaps the birthplace of many sciences, particularly sexology. It has been for 5,000 years in existence. A book of tremendous importance by Vatsyayana. The name of the book is Kama Sutras. Hymns for making love. And because it comes from a man of deep meditation, he has created 84 postures for love making. Naturally, the love posture should change. Otherwise, you are bound to be boring. Vatsyayana recognizes the fact that the same love posture creates boring, a feeling of utter stupidity because you are doing the same thing. He invented 84 postures to make the love life of couples a little interesting. Nobody in the whole world has written a book of the caliber of Kama Sutras. But they could have come only from a man of immense clarity, of deep meditativeness, is your love making? if you look at your lovemaking, you yourself feel that it is all boring. And particularly for the woman, it is more boring, because the man is finished between 2 or 3 minutes. And the woman has not even started. And all around the world, cultures have enforced in the minds of women, they are not supposed even to enjoy or move or be playful. That is called dirty. Prostitutes do it, not ladies. Ladies have to lie down almost dead and let that old guy do whatsoever he wants to do. It is nothing new. There is nothing new even to see. You should not take it as a personal respect. Your girlfriend is telling you something really sincere and honest. Have you given her orgasmic joy? Or have you only used her to throw your sexual energy? Have you reduced her into a commodity? She has been conditioned to accept it, but even this accepting cannot be joyful. You make love on the same bed where you fight every day. In fact, fighting is the preface. Throwing pillows, shouting at each other, arguing about everything, and then tired, some negotiation is needed. Your love is only a negotiation. If you are a man of aesthetic sensibility, your love chamber should be a sacred place, because it is in that love chamber life is born. It should have beautiful flowers, incense, fragrance. You should enter into it with deep respect. And love should not be just an abrupt thing that grabs the woman this hit and run affair is not love. Love should have a preface of beautiful music, of dancing together, of meditating together, and love should not be a mind thing that you are continuously thinking how to make love and go to sleep. Love should be a deeper involvement of your whole being, and it should not be projected by the mind, but should come out spontaneously. Beautiful music, fragrance, you are dancing hand in hand. You have again become small children, playing with flowers. And if spontaneously love happens in this sacred atmosphere, it will have a different quality. Secondly, you should understand that the woman is capable of multiple orgasms because she does not lose any energy. And man is capable of only one orgasm, and he loses energy, looks depressed. Even the next morning you can see the hangover. And as age goes on growing, it becomes more and more difficult. This difference has to be understood, that the woman is on the receptive end. She has to be, because she has to become a mother. She needs more energy. But her orgasm has a totally different way of happening. Man's sexuality is local, like local anesthesia. Woman's body is all over sexual, and unless her whole body starts trembling with joy, each cell of her body starts becoming involved, she cannot have an orgasmic explosion. So it is not only your case, it is the case almost for 99% women around the world. The whole situation has to be changed. The woman should not be under the man. In the first place, it is ugly. Man has a stronger body. The woman is more fragile. She should be on top of man, not man on top of women. Secondly, man should remain silent, inactive, so that his orgasm is not finished within 2 minutes. If you are silent and let the woman go crazy on top of your chest, it will give her good exercise. And it will bring her to an explosion of orgasmic energy. It takes time for the whole body to warm up. And if you are not inactive, there is no time. So you meet, but the meeting is not much of beauty, of love, but just the utilitarian. With calm, try with your girlfriend what I am saying. You be inactive partner and let her be active partner. Allow her to be uninhibited. She has not to behave like a lady. She has to behave like an authentic woman. The lady is just created by man. The woman is created by existence, and you have to fill the gap between your orgasms, and the gap can be filled by only one way, that you remain very inactive, silent, and enjoy her going crazy. And she will have multiple orgasms . You should end up the game by your orgasm, but you should not begin it. And your woman will not call you a little boring. You will be really interesting. A real wonderful guy who is behaving like a lady.
keep your eyes closed so that she is not inhibited by your eyes. So she can do anything, movement of the hands, movement of the body, moaning, groaning, shouting. Unless she says Hari Om Tat Sat. You are not allowed to be alive. Simply remain silent. This should be the indication Hari Om Tat Sat simply shows that this orgasmic explosion, this is the truth. Then she will be mad after you. Right now you must be behaving stupidly, as most of the men in the world do. Second thing you say, my girlfriend is saying that you are not very juicy. So become a little more juicy. To become juicy is not very difficult. The juice of all kinds of fruits is available everywhere. Drink more juice, less solid food. She is giving you good advice, and you in your stupidity are thinking that she is condemning you. When she says that you are very dependent and a victim, I can see, even through your question, that she is right. Victim you are, just as every human being is a victim. Victim of stupid ideologies which have created strange guilt feelings and does not allow you to be playful. Although you may be making love, you know you are committing a sin and the hell is not far off. Becky Goldberg was telling to Goldberg that you are a great lover. Goldberg said, but you never told this to me before. I have been waiting somebody will say that you are a great lover, and I have dropped the idea that it seems I am not. Becky Goldberg said to him, "No, you are a great lover, and I wanted to say it to you many times, but you were not there." Making love to Becky and Goldberg is not there. He is counting his money, his accounts, and the mind is doing thousands of things. In every bed where there are two lovers, there are at least, minimum, four people. There are more inventive people, they may have a whole crowd in the bed. The woman is making love to Goldberg and thinking of Muhammad Ali. Goldberg is making love as a duty and is thinking of so many beautiful actresses but his mind is not there, neither his wife's mind is there. Their minds are in their dreams. A man told to his friend that last night it was a tremendous dream I had. I have to tell you. I have been waiting for the morning to tell you the dream. The man said, "What kind of dream?" He said, "I went fishing in my dream and I caught such big fish that even to draw one big fish was a strenuous job for me. And I caught so many fishes. I don't know where these fishes disappear in the day." The other man said, "Stop all this nonsense. You don't know what I have dreamt. I found in my dream on one side Sophia Loren, absolutely nude, and I said, 'My God, have I reached heaven?' And on the other side, another beautiful woman. It was impossible to judge who is more beautiful." The other friend became very angry and he said, "You idiot, you pretend to be my best friend. Why did not you call me?" He said, I had called, but your wife said you have gone fishing. Nobody is where you think he is. Nobody is at home. While making love, make it a meditative process. Your whole presence has to be there, sovereign on the woman you love. The woman has to be there, showering all her beauty and grace on her lover. Then you will not be a victim. Otherwise, you are a victim. Love is not accepted by your so-called utterly idiotic religions to be a natural and playful experience. They condemn it. They have made it a condition, unless you leave your woman, you will never attain to truth. And the conditioning has been going on for so long that it has become almost a truth, although it is absolute lie. You are a victim of traditions, and you are certainly dependent. When I will read your question on, you will see how you are dependent. Dependent on a girlfriend who told you that you are boring, not very juicy, and a victim. Your dependence soars further. Then I felt very guilty and depressed and utterly unworthy. If your girlfriend, by saying such simple truths, can make you very guilty and depressed and utterly unworthy, certainly your girlfriend seems to be your master. I began to feel inside me a big no. And this is where your girlfriend has been kind not to say to you that you are a little bit of idiot too. You are saying, I begin to feel inside me a big no towards existence. Now, what existence has done? Do you think your girlfriend is existence? Towards life, do you think your girlfriend is life? Towards love, and finally towards me, why involve me? I have not been giving all these ideas to your girlfriend. I don't know her. She is not getting these lessons from me to tell you. This shows your utter idioticness. You are here for me or for your girlfriend? I go on saying things every day and nothing changes in you. And your girlfriend just said that you are a little boring. And you don't doubt her. Perhaps you have come here following your girlfriend. And in what way you can say no to existence, to life, to love and to me? That really is hilarious. I have not said anything and you include me in. On what grounds? Rather than listening to your girlfriend who was saying sincerely that you are boring, just a little, you should have asked her, in what way I can become a little more interesting? Do you have any suggestions? If I am not juicy, then tell me how I can become juicy. That would have been an intelligent step, but instead of asking the girl, you started having a big no towards existence, life, love, you. Sometimes I think that I don't even know you personally, neither your girlfriend. In what way I'm involved in it? But I can understand the reason. perhaps you may not be able to explain, but I can see the underlying reason of your big no. You believe in your girlfriend too much. Naturally, you could not ask her. That shows your dependence. You must be afraid not to make much fuss about these things with the girl. Because girlfriends are not your permanent wives, no law prevents them to move with someone who is more juicy. And everybody in the beginning is juicy. But just few days together and the whole juice dries up. You start looking around for some other girl, from some other man, because they are all looking juicy. You will repeat the same thing life after life. You have done it already. Without understanding the foundation, living with one man more than a week, and the problem arises how to get rid of him. He is also thinking how to get rid of you. But it does not look right to say to each other. So they start creating trouble that somehow some other idiot may become interested in the girlfriend. Because he goes on seeing that other girls are more juicy, other men are more juicy. It is an old story that the green grass on the other side of the fence of your bungalow looks greener than your own grass. Distance creates that phenomenon. Any woman may look you more juicier than your wife. She is just a pain in the neck. But you don't know. All these women are following the same philosophy. One or two day, they are so groovy, and once they have caught hold of you, it starts the real story. They start becoming the pain in the neck. And the same is true about men. Meeting the girl on the sea beach, in the garden, by the side of a river, he pretends to be Alexander the Great. Walks like a lion. And within 2 days, the same fellow is reduced into a rat. Nobody talks about the reality, why this is happening, why so many people are unnecessarily made miserable. This society will never be happy if we don't allow people to move and not to get stuck in marriages, not to get stuck in their own promises, out of freedom, meet with each other. And the moment you feel that you have explored the whole topography of the woman, and the woman knows that he has experienced whatever was possible to experience in the man, then it is time to say goodbye to each other in deep friendliness. There is no need to hang around each other's neck. A world completely free from any contracts between man and woman will be immensely lovely, beautiful, unboring, interesting. But we have created institutions, and to live in an institution is not a very great experience. Your marriage is an institution. Although the newer generation is moving a little more freely, before settling after the age 30, because I have been looking around the world to find a hippie who is at least of the age 35, I have not found. Near about 30, all hippies disappear. And they become just squire people whom they were fighting against. Seeing the situation, that living out of institutions of marriage, community, society, Lions Club, Rotary Club, you cannot live joyously. You have experimented. This is for the first time in history that we have a younger generation. I don't mean that in the past there were not young people, but there was no younger generation. A small child of 7 years old will start following the father's business will start going to the fields, will start taking care of the cows, or if the father is a carpenter, will start helping him. At the age of 7, he has already joined the society. For the first time in the history, there is a generation which can be authentically called younger, and which has created a generation gap, because schools are there, colleges are there, universities are there, and it takes 25 years, 26 years to come out of the university with a postgraduate degree or with a doctorate. But by that time you are no more young. By that time you start having responsibilities, professorial, professional, family, marriage. But between the time that you spent in the hostels and in the universities before entering life, there was a long gap in which you were not contact in any utilitarian purposive activity. That has created the generation gap. And men and women become sexually mature, women at the age 13, men at the age 14. And they will be married perhaps 10 years afterwards or 12 years afterwards. These 12 years have created girlfriends and boyfriends. It is a great opportunity for the future to understand the whole phenomena and its psychology. You have choices to change old habits, create trouble, but drop old habits. Every man needs to be aware of many women. Every woman needs the experience of many other men before they decide to marry. Their experience will help them to find the right person with whom they can melt and merge without any difficulty. Anand with calm. Meanwhile, you are saying, I observed in me this destructive energy and I felt that I somehow enjoyed it. Everybody has destructive energy because energy if left to itself is bound to be destructive unless with awareness it is used, it becomes creative. But the most important thing that you are saying is that somehow I enjoy it. Then how you are going to change it? Anything that you enjoy, you are bound to remain on the same level. You cannot change it because you may not enjoy the change. And all this has come to your mind only because your girlfriend told you that you are a little boring. Not very juicy, very dependent, and a victim. You have energy to enjoy destructive energy is suicidal. To enjoy destructive energy as destructive is in the service of death. If you are aware of it, you have to go through a transformation. Use your energy creatively. Perhaps that will make you less boring, more juicy, less dependent, less victim, and the most important part will be that you will not feel guilty and depressed. No creative person feels depressed and guilty. His participation with the universe by his creative actions makes him tremendously fulfilled and gives him dignity that is the very birthright of every man, but very few people claim it. And moreover, this big no will become a big yes if the energy moves into creative dimensions, and there is no difficulty. It is so easy to use energy in creative fields, paint, do gardening, grow flowers, write poetry, learn music, dance, learn anything that changes your destructive energy into creative, and immediately the big no will become even a bigger yes. And then you will not be angry at existence. You will be grateful. You will not be against life. How can a creative person be against life, love? It is impossible. It has never happened. It is only the uncreative people who are against everything. And if you can be creative, life affirmative, you cannot be against me. Because I am giving you the directions for becoming an authentic, sincere, celebrating individual. Your girl has raised very important questions for your life. The easiest way will be to change the girlfriend. But I will suggest that your girlfriend is certainly a friend to you. And whatever she has said is absolutely sincere, authentic. Be grateful to her and start changing things. The day your girlfriend accepts you as juicy, as interesting, will be a great day in your life. So don't be a coward and chain the girlfriend, because this girlfriend creates trouble in the mind. Find some other girlfriend. And you must know of my disciples here. You are fortunate to find a very compassionate girl. Your next choice will be very difficult. She will make you absolutely guilty and feel unworthy.
Because what you have done to be worthy? What have you done not to be boring? What have you done to declare your independence? What have you done not to be a victim? It is time you should do it. And you will remain always grateful to your girlfriend. Anand Vitkan, I would like to tell to your girlfriend that go on hitting this fellow, unless you are satisfied that he is not boring, but full of juice, utterly interesting, playful, celebrating. You may lose him somewhere on the path of life, but you would have prepared him for some other woman. Otherwise, the way he is now, he is going to torture many women and torture himself, and he is even planning to torture me. I am absolutely out of the game. I am not a partner in your relationship. In what way you manage to think that a no arises against me? I understand why it arises. It arises because I respect women in every dimension, equally capable to men. They have been beaten down the ages. They have never been able to say a single thing about their husbands. And just 3 days before,
It has been found that even in America, husbands are beating their wives. But the wives have been hiding the fact up to now, because it does not look that you have been beaten and you could not do anything, and it does not look to defame the husband. It does not look good to the children if they come to know. I used to think that wives are only beaten in India. One of the great Hindu saints, Tulsidas, who is worshipped and read all over India by every Hindu, has a strange statement. Dhol, gamar, pasunari, ye sab taadan ke adhikari. He is categorizing women with drums. Dhol means drum. Gamar means idiots. Pasu means animals. And nari means woman. All these four are constantly to be beaten. The dhol, the drum will not work if you don't beat it. So for thousands of years, Indian women have been beaten. It has become taken for granted, there is no question. I have come across situations where a husband was beating his wife, and I could not tolerate it. And I enter in their house, and I was amazed. More than the husband, the wife was against me, that he is my husband. You cannot interfere in our affairs. If he is beating me, it is perfectly okay. Such deep has gone the conditioning. Here, I am taking out all your conditionings, and I am preparing the future man who will respect the woman equal to himself, will give opportunity for her growth as he takes opportunity for his own growth. and there will not be any kind of bondage. If two persons can live in love their whole life, nobody is going to disturb them. But there is no need of any marriage, and there is no need of any divorce. Love should be an absolute act of freedom. And you have been also told for thousands of years that if you really love, then your love has to be permanent. I don't see that anything in life has the quality of being permanent. Love cannot be an exception. So don't expect that love has to be permanent. It will make your love life more beautiful, because you know today you are together, tomorrow perhaps you will have to depart. Love comes like a fresh, fragrant breeze into your home, fills it with freshness and fragrance, remains as long as existence allows it, and then moves out. You should not try to close all your doors, otherwise the same fresh breeze will become absolutely stale, and that's what people's life have become, stale, ugly, and the reason lies in their permanent idea of love. In life everything is changing, and change is beautiful. It gives you more and more experience, and more awareness, more and more maturity. Just to change the subject. The male dinosaur has been going out with the female dinosaur for 2,000 years. And finally he asks her for a kiss. She agrees. 4,000 years later, he asks if they might hug a little. MC agrees. 3,000 years later, he says, look, honey, we have been seeing each other for about 9,000 years. Don't you think it is about time we, you know, get it on? She looks at him shyly and says, ah, darling, I would love to, but I am having my decade. A little Jew is wandering through the Sahara Desert carrying a watermelon under his arm. He stares into the distance where he thinks he is seeing a mirage. But no. It turns out to be Pope the Pollock walking towards him carrying a car door. They greet each other and the Pope asks the Jew why he is carrying the watermelon. Every time I get thirsty, I eat a slice, explains the Jew, and what are you doing with that car door? Well, says Pope the Pollock, every time I get too hot, I just roll down the window.
That's so good.